Hi, Jackie. So this wasn't when she was being ridden. This was when she was doing nothing. This was when she was turned out in the field playing with her friends. So the last, I can send you the last physio report that we got from Gillian, which was amazing. And I think you felt the difference with her when you were down, how well she's doing. So the concern from the physio now is that she's not going to work and that she's going to start going backwards. So a horse like her has to keep working, constant work. So the injury was not caused by work or by anything. It was by going out and playing with the herd and sort of just going down. And obviously our property is slopey. So she may just have slipped. She may just have the winter rains are coming in. We've had rain. So it definitely wasn't work related. And our concern at the moment is that she's not going to be worked for the next couple of weeks, which is going to make her heavier in her stomach. She's going to lose muscle. So actually cutting down on her work is not really the answer. The work and the amount of work she's doing is keeping her as good as she has been in a long while. When you felt her this last time and rode her and felt the change, that's because of exercise and work and corrective working. Pulling her out of work is actually going to be really, really detrimental to her. She'll slide so far back. So the recommendations from the vet and from the physio are that she stays in continuous work, but now with the injury, we've had to slow her work down, which is making them very concerned about muscle loss, weight gain, all of those kind of things. So that's the most concerning thing. So yeah, we just have to sort of treat the injury as best we can, and then she has to get back into work as soon as possible. Otherwise, she's going to deteriorate too quickly to the point where she won't be able to be ridden by anybody anymore. So that's the sad reality of a bigger, older horse. So we're not there yet. We're just going to rest that ligament and then get her back into work as quickly as possible. I'll keep you posted.